Hi and welcome. My name is Rich Bassini and I am a YouTube creator. And today I want to talk about what makes a YouTube channel tick. You know, I've been looking at my analytics and the videos I put out. And I found that sometimes going back to basics is the best way to grow your channel. My videos back in the day started off, I was doing demo videos, sneak peek videos, and intro videos. And basically what they were was videos that when I went to the thrift store, I would, you know, after I picked them up, I clean them up, log them in the book, you know, put all the information on what I paid for, if I got a discount and so on and so forth. You know, I wrote all that stuff down there, profit, sold and profit, you know, whatever. And I've since then branched off into other areas, doing some do-it-yourselves, some how-tos, a couple of cooking videos, nothing fancy, believe me. Just like quick tip cooking videos, like, you know, how to make a quick grilled cheese sandwich within, you know, without using a frying pan and stuff like that. And, you know, things of that nature, you know. I only made a couple of them. I did some how-tos, do-it-yourself videos, and so on. And, you know, like that saying goes, if you don't study history, it repeats, right? But in this case, excuse me, I'm trying to get over a cold here. I've been looking at the old videos I used to do. And I noticed the videos that got the most watches or views throughout, well, through a period of time, that is. Looking at my analytics on YouTube, my Google, you know, my YouTube analytics, it was always like the Keurig single cup coffee maker demo. That one got 1,493 views. The Microsoft mouse with the USB receiver, that got 1,425 views. The Xbox 360 Fender Stratocaster guitar, it was a wired one, that got 665 views. Now, mind you, these were old. I mean, well, to me, they're old. They came out in 2017. There's a whole bunch of them. Like I said, I got to think the date. If I looked at, well, let me go over here to Social Blade really quick. And that'll tell me, well, it'll tell me, it'll tell you how many videos I have to date. Not that it makes a difference, folks. Okay, according to Social Blade, I got 1,316 videos that I completed so far. But that doesn't mean nothing. How many videos you have doesn't really mean nothing. That doesn't prove anything. You could have 10,000 videos. If no one's watching them, what difference does it make? Okay. I had to write down some things I wanted to say on this podcast. By the way, this is episode 4. I only got 4 episodes. This is my fourth one. I'm getting used to doing these podcasts. I see the commercials now on YouTube. I like them. I really do like them a lot. You know, very inspiring commercials. I don't know if you've seen them. From Anchor. And by the way, this podcast is being created through Anchor. And if you ever want to look into it, just go to anchor.com. Those will be www.anchor, like a fishing anchor.com. And you can check it out that way, folks. It's really good. It's a free, you know, it's free to start it, you know. I got a lot of good perks to it. I like it. I like it so far. You know, I'm just starting out. So people look at my podcast, they're not going to see thousands upon thousands of views, but, you know, I should say listening or listeners or whatever. But I am trying, you know, I'm between doing YouTube and now I'm starting on the podcast stuff. So, and plus my eBay business. So I got little things going on between my little circle, so to speak, which is good. I mean, I am getting, according to the listing, let's see, for example, let me see something over here really quick. I can't bump out of window because that'll unlock my podcast off. Let me go over here and open up another window, and that will tell me, I hope I didn't get bounced off here. Okay, I'm still going strong. Okay, if I go over here, view public site, and that ain't the one I wanted though. Let me go to the dashboard. Let's go to the dashboard. According to this, I have 49 plays, 3 estimated, 3 estimated audience based on recent episodes, and unique listeners was 9 last 7 days. So, I mean, you know, I guess until people get to know you, you know, like I said, I just started out, you know, maybe the topics I'm putting out there really aren't eye-catching, where people say, oh, I got to definitely listen to that guy's podcast. But it's like anything else. I'm not going to give up on it. I'm not going to, you know, stop doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. Just like I'm going to keep doing my YouTube channel here. I'm looking at my YouTube analytics. And, you know, that's another thing, too. I have to honestly say, you know, I put out videos that are like 20 minutes long, an hour long, half hour long, 40 minutes, 35 minutes, whatever, all different time variations. And when I look at the average view duration of these videos I put out, 2 minutes and 48 seconds, 1 minute and 24 seconds, 1 minute and 4 seconds. And these are ones that had high, you know, that gained a lot of views back in the day, 2 minutes and 48 seconds, 1 minute and 11 seconds. I don't know. You know, you wonder sometimes, are these just people clicking it on and off really quick? don't make sense, right? But going forward, I'm going to trip up this here. I'm going to, and I said it before and I keep putting it off, but I'm going to go back to basics with this YouTube channel. I'm not going to be so defined in one thing. Like, I do the reseller news and Let's Talk eBay. Now, maybe people are getting tired of it. I don't know. But I'm gonna change that up. I'm working on ideas to, because I really want this channel to grow to 1,000 subscribers. It was at 887. Today it's down to 86. I lost one. You know, I don't know what it is. People really respond, you know, leave comments, and I don't know if they like the content I'm putting out. I don't know if they like me. I don't know. You know, people have different reasons why they don't like a particular thing. I knew a person like that when I worked in a job. And I don't know if you ever had an experience like this. I have, and I kind of think it's kind of crazy. Whenever we had a new person come in, I talked to a coworker, and if they found odds or false with that person, they would come out and say, well, what do you think of the guy? I don't like him. Well, what do you mean you don't like him? Well, what did the person do to you? You don't like? I don't know. I just don't like the guy. Okay. You just don't like him for no reason at all. He didn't say anything to you. He didn't, you know, make any derogative statements about, you know, to you or anything. He didn't say anything inflammatory to make you dislike him. I don't know. No, he didn't do any of that. I just don't like the guy. Okay. You know, and I think that holds true in life. Why is it, like, if you look at YouTube channels, if you're a YouTube creator like me, I go to other YouTubers that have thousands of subscribers, not millions, but thousands, and I look at their, you know, the character, you know, and I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying, you know, you look at the character, you look how they present themselves, and you look at the content they're putting out, and it's really nothing phenomenal, but yet people take to that particular person or persons. Sometimes you have a duo, you know, you have people doing it together, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I found that by me, I don't know if I try too hard or I'm trying too little, but it just seems to me that if I gain a subscriber, I lose a subscriber. Like today on a video I did, I think it was 27 minutes long, and I got a thumbs down on it. I couldn't understand the concept of that. There's a guy I follow, real nice person, really down to earth. And he talks all about Microsoft products. You know, the free stuff you could use, and he teaches you these things like this. And he goes into it pretty much in good detail. And then I look, and he's got like, I think, almost 600,000 subscribers. And you look, and you say, wow, he's got so many thousand thumbs up. And he's got so many thousands of thumbs down. And I could never understand, why would a person, if a person's teaching you something, why would you give that person a thumbs down? You know, I mean, not for nothing, but I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I think YouTube should get rid of that thumbs up and thumbs down anyway. I really do. I think it psychologically, it bothers people. And I'm not saying it bothers me. I don't really care one way or the other, because I'm still going to be putting out videos whether the person likes it or not. But for some people, it could be, you know, it could probably affect the person. It was, oh, you know, I feel so down and out. Why? What happened? Oh, I got people unsubscribed to my channel. I got so many thumbs down. My videos are not going anywhere. Nobody likes them. I don't think they like me. Listen, you know what? As I said it before, and I'll say it again, when it comes to creating a YouTube channel, there's really no science to it. The people are either going to like you and like your content, or they're not. You know, they're going to turn on to you or turn off to you. I don't know, you know, me, I don't get that many views on the videos I put out. I do the reseller news. I do the Let's Talk eBay. And the reseller news, I get the information from other sources. Okay. Now, I don't know if the audience or the potential subscribers like the idea that I'm pulling the information off of other websites. All right. Now, if that's the case, where they want to just see me, the focal point is seeing me talk about it like on a standalone, you know, without keeping a split screen there, you see me on a side and then at a split screen. You know, if they want me to be more forthcoming and just doing it like freestyle, I might tend to make mistakes. If I'm opening up so many windows, I can't remember everything verbatim. So I might tend to make mistakes or mischaracterize something or give misinformation. So I say, hey, I seen that video last week. You didn't know what you're talking about. So I give people the website as to where I got the information from. You know, I don't know. I don't really don't know as far as like, you know, what people actually want. You know, I watched this series the other day with Matt Koval. He's a creator and a strategist, I think. I mean, YouTube strategist, whatever. And he has the 10 fundamentals of creating YouTube, you know, for YouTube. And I listened to it over and over again. And he does give good information there. I have to honestly say, he works for YouTube, and he does put out good information. And I did get some, you know, some good information from it. And I got a takeaway from it, which is very important. I always say it in my videos. You know, when I put the videos out, I want you guys to get a takeaway from it. Now, I'm not saying every particular video I put out that people are going to sit there and say, oh, I got to go back to that guy, Rich Bassini's, you know, YouTube channel. He's great. He's great. That guy's wonderful. My videos ain't that great. But the information I'm giving you is not coming from, quote unquote, me. I'm getting information from other sites. So I don't want people to think, oh, this guy is just conjuring things up the top of his head to make videos. That's not the case. I wouldn't do that to potential subscribers. I wouldn't do that. But, you know, at the same time, I'm basically doing what other people are doing. If you go to other YouTube channels that talk about news, what do you think they're doing? They're pulling news clips off of other websites. And there's one person that does it, and he's got, I think, over 1 million subscribers, I think. You know, he's pulling information up, but he talks a little about, it could be me. You know, maybe people don't like the content I'm putting out. Maybe I'm not presenting it the right way. I don't know. But I do know this, and I say this with true sincerity. I don't care how many people unsubscribe to my chat from my channel, because one way or the other, this channel will hit 1,000 subscribers. That's, how could you say it? That's my goal for 2021, or my milestone. I'm not giving up, and I wouldn't recommend, and I would recommend other people not to give up either. You know, I'm going to go back to basics, basically. No, seriously. I'm going to look back at my older videos, and I'm going to do my own analytic research and look at the old videos, what people liked, what people responded to, and And if necessary, I'll go back to that again. Because to be honest with you, and it's kind of sad to say this, but doing the reseller news and a Let's Talk eBay, it's not really doing much. I mean, I look at the views, and the views are so pathetic. They're so small. You know, like I did a video a couple of days ago, and I was like, what? Video's been up for a couple of hours, or two, almost a day and a half, 2 days, and all I got was 4 views? I mean, what's that all about? And if you know how long it takes to create the video, it's not like I'm doing, you know, wham, bam, you know, the thing is done. It takes time. You got to edit, then I cut out stuff. Sometimes I put stuff in, let alone creating the video after you do all your, you know, adjustments and changes in there, you're editing. Then it comes the uploading. Now, it takes time for people to see your videos. I mean, it's not like I'm like PewDiePie. He's got 109 million subscribers. So when that guy pops a video out there, he's got a lot of eyeballs watching his videos. You know? But, you know, here's a prime example. You know, you got to, it's like Lotto. You got to be in it. You got to be in it to win it. Plain and simple. You can't sit there and say, I'll pump a video out here and there and expecting things to happen. Look at the ratio. I got 1,316 videos and I only got 886 subscribers. And who knows, after they watch this video, it'll go down again. And you know, I want to share this with you guys. That's the other thing too that really gets me going here, is every time I put out a video, it's either a hit or a miss. And I notice the videos I do when I do like, if I'm doing a video where I'm sitting in front of my webcam and I'm talking, it seems like the ones when I talk one-on-one with people, it kind of like turns them off. So I don't know what people want. You know, it's like that saying, damned if you, damned if you don't, right? You know, you hear all this describe, you know, YouTubers sitting there saying, oh, well, you know, if you're going to do something, you know, talk about a topic that's going to be more relatable to what that person's, you know, signed up, subscribe to your channel. That's the other thing too. You know, some of these successful creators, they'll tell you, if you're going to start a YouTube channel, stay focused on that particular topic. If you're talking about photography, you start a photography YouTube channel, talk about photography. Don't sit there, talk about photography and then say, I'm going to do a baking show the next day, the next time I do a video. People are like, what? What is this guy talking about? He's supposed to be in photography, especially his photography, but yet he's talking about baking. I want to keep this channel, what's that saying? Spice is the variety of life. I want to keep it an open forum, and I want to talk about different things. Keep fresh content and keep it clean, keep it original. That's what I tell people when I do videos in regards to starting a YouTube channel. That's what I tell people. Find your talents or whatever you're good at. We all have hidden talents. This is what I tell people. Whatever it may be, you may be a baker, you may be a person that learns, you know, that plays an instrument, you may be an artist, an artisan, whatever. And put your talent out there. Be original, keep it clean, right? Good, nice, good, clean content, and let your channel grow organically. I say this all the time. Look, and people say, geez, you gave advice like that. Your channel's only got 886 subscribers. What can I tell you? I mean, you know, I'm doing the best I can. But it just goes to show you, don't ever get that impression that because you have a lot of videos, that's going to make your channel grow. That's far from the truth. Because I'll tell you right now, I've been on channels, I do research through Social Blade. And when I see a YouTube creator that has hundreds of thousands, or maybe in the millions of subscribers, subscribers, and then I look the time they started and how many videos they got up, it's nowhere near what I have. I've been on one YouTube channel creator, and I checked them out on Social Blade. Person only had 40 videos. They started maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, and they got over a million subscribers. Don't figure, right? Here I am. I'm over here thinking, oh, well, I got 1,316 videos. Doesn't make a difference, though. Videos don't really, I mean, how many videos doesn't really matter. It's the content that's in it and the people that are going to have an interest to keep coming back to watching your videos over and over again. You know, I have a grandfather clock back there. I'm working in a studio apartment right now. I have a grandfather clock. And I've written it down, but it's true. You know, if you silence that clock, it's a beautiful piece of woodwork, you know? It's fancy. It's got my initial in it. I always wanted one. I got it as a gift from my parents. I always wanted a grandfather clock. I like the chiming, you know, the back, like it goes back and forth. I like to hear that tick, tick, that sound, you know? That's why I called it what makes a YouTube channel tick. Seriously. And I love the chimes. It chimes every 15 minutes, half an hour. I silenced it now because I'm doing a podcast. And the point I'm getting across, the reason I'm using the grandfather's clock as an example in this particular topic is because you don't know when you silence that clock, you don't know how nice it sounds when it chimes. And that's what it's all about, like with a YouTube channel. You could put out a lot of videos, but unless the person or persons watching it and actually hit that bell notification icon and hit that subscribe button, it don't make a difference. Okay. And that's how I feel. That's why I'm using the grandfather clock as an example. In case maybe you don't understand what I'm saying, but the point I'm getting across is it's a beautiful clock. The woodwork is nice. It's a very beautiful, you know, the way it's crafted. It's got the gold plated on it. It's got my initial on it. And all you hear it is ticking. But unless you hear the actual chiming, you don't know what it's all about. And that's what I'm equating that with the YouTube channel. You know, we could put out decent content, right? But if people don't see it the way you see it, what good is it? You know what I'm saying? So in other words, I got the ideas to be a YouTube creator. You know, I got to know how to do it as far as like, you know, editing and all that other stuff. But if you're missing that one thing, you know, that one thing that you're missing is what may be turning people off from subscribing to your channel, you know? So in some cases, your best teacher would be, in my case, I mean, speaking for me, would be go back to basics. Look at your old videos and look at the ones that had high views and high view durations, you know what I'm saying? Average view durations. See how many minutes people are watching from it. I don't know. I mean, if I do an hour video and I only get 2 or 3 minutes watching it, what's the sense of putting it out? Doesn't make no sense. Because for me to do an hour video, which I have done, and when I look at the analytics of that video, you know, how many people actually watched it and how much time they put into it, it makes no sense whatsoever. You realize doing our video, then you got to edit, and sometimes you got to cut things out, put stuff in. And then by the time you create it with your video editing software, and then when you upload it to YouTube, we're not talking, I mean, if you're doing something really off-candid, you know, you're very off, you know, you're very off-beat with that, off-track, and you're just shooting a video on the fly, yeah, you could do a video probably within 5-10 minutes, whatever. You know, it's all a matter of choice. How long do you want your videos? And that's another way too, and a good indicator. Now, do I create 5-minute videos? Do I create 10-minute videos? Do I create 15-minute videos? You know, there's a little indecisiveness with that there, for the simple reason is I hear creators saying, well, if you create a small video, like a small one, like a short video, like another 5 minutes, whatever, if you're monetizing your channel, it doesn't give much for the advertisers to put, you know, to advertise on your video because you only got a 5-minute video. As opposed to if you had a 15-minute video or a 20-minute video, that's, you know, you could probably get different advertisements on there from different, you know, companies that could advertise on there because, oh, the guy, he's got a video that's 20 minutes long. Or a half hour. So it's got, and then they say, well, some people say, well, sometimes those are too long videos. People ain't going to watch them. So where's the fine line? You're either going to create a small video or you're going to, you know, just wing it and put it out there. And you know what? If people listen to it and they, you know, they watch it right to the end, kudos to you. If they don't, then that's another thing. I ask people to drop comments below my videos. I don't get really, I get hardly any response from the videos I put out. You could check it for yourself. On the new videos, the ones that are recent for 2018, 2019, 2020, you don't see too many comments on there. I mean, I tell people, drop a comment below if you want to hear me talk. Nobody comments. Every now and then, you'll get a thumbs up. You know? I don't know. I'm starting to think along the line that people are getting tired of it. I don't know if it's the way I do a formal introductory. Like when I start my videos to say, hi and welcome to Reseller News. I would like to start by saying thank you to all the new subscribers who recently subscribed to my channel. It is greatly appreciated. I hope you like the content and come back for more. Maybe people don't like the formal intros. Okay. I do it because that's just my nature. But maybe I should just go right into it, knock off all the other little formalities, and just go right to the source there and just talk about, you know, putting it out there. Because to be honest with you, I do get annoyed when I lose subscribers, and it is annoying when I put my heart and soul into these videos. And all I get is very low average view durations on them, which is really sad and it's really depressing. Not depressing where it's like, oh, I'm going to give up on YouTube. It's just annoying, you know? And but I'll tell you the truth. I am an optimist. I will keep doing this YouTube channel for as long as I can. Eventually, it will hit 1,000 subscribers, maybe. If I can't hit 1,000 subscribers before this new year is over, I'm talking 2021, then my videos really, really, really do suck. I had to put it in plain English. They really do suck then. I'm sorry to say, it's like, wow, you really feel that way about your videos? No, I'm just saying, if I can't grow this channel to at least 1,000 subscribers, well, I'd hope to get hundreds and or even millions, then my videos ain't as good as I thought they were. And I know it sounds crazy to say stuff like that, but it's the gospel truth. You know, how much time and effort do you have to put into these things? And I know there's a lot of competition. People tell you, well, you know, YouTube's got a lot of competition out there, you know. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I know. I've been hearing that from a lot of people. But listen, folks, this video is going to end. I only get a half-hour segment with Anchor Time, Anchor. So I just want to say really quick, if you enjoy my podcast and you want to check my YouTube channel out, please do. Just go to Richard J. Pacini on YouTube. Just do a search on there and you'll see the videos. I do the Reseller News, Let's Talk eBay. I'm also a vlogger. So if you like my videos, if you like my podcast, check them out. And I will be talking to you guys the next time. I'm wishing you, and if you are going to start a podcast, I'm wishing you all the best of luck. Stick to it. Don't give up. There's always hope. There's always hope, right? I mean, you never give up on these things. So I'm going to stick to it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely going to stick to it. So I just want to say that there. Have a great evening. Until next time. Bye-bye for now.